Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Layla from Eric Clapton bringing us into our fourth and final hour of Sports Talk. At 7:30, we'll hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network for its LSU and Texas A&M at the PMAC. At 8 p.m., the Tigers, again, trying to snap a three-game losing skid. Bobby, as you look at the Saints' head coaching vacancy, on a letter grade, what grade would you give it in terms of attractiveness? Because you got no quarterback.
Right.
You got $74 million of salary cap space. You have to trim off your books. How attractive is it?
Kind of middle of the pack. I mean, I'm like, why wouldn't you want to coach the Saints? No, it's going to be a challenge. But the only thing, the culture and what we've established
ownership.
Over the years. Ownership. I mean, you can have carte blanche, you know, how, you know, if you think that's right, we're going to back you. It's just a winning situation. If you look at it, we were trying to win five straight division, with NFC South. We won four. Tampa Bay ended up winning, but we
five
beat
division titles.
Yeah, but think about it. Tampa Bay won, but we beat them twice. Okay? So that is stability in itself, that the players right now look at the Saints organization as a possible destination because you look at free agency and all because it's a winning program. It's stable. We ain't on David Drive no more. Well, that was a freaking dump. Oh, my God. David Drive. You know, we were in metal buildings, and it would rain hard, and the roof was leaking and stuff. Now, they got state-of-the-art facilities, the indoor practice. We used to have to drive and get on a bus. Okay, it's raining. We can't lightning, raining, whatever. We got to get on a bus and go to the dome. Okay? Instead of just going right from your locker to the indoor facility now, what they have. So, listen, we keeping up with the Joneses as far as state-of-the-art facilities, and that's why I think players come here and they constantly making it better. I think Sean might have mentioned even how they're feeding the players and everything, how you process film and the video and all that. The
facilities
technology.
Matter, but the head coach and the quarterback matters more.
Yeah, it does matter. But you still got to have all of those things. It's all a part of the younger player and what they expect and they want to be a part of. Now, quarterback, see, I'm more concerned with not so much who's the next head coach, but who's the next quarterback for the Saints. I think we might have to live with the same room we had going into the season, and Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. I mean, now, can we get the 10 wins? I don't know, but I think we might have to live with that.
He's Bobby. I'm Christian. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Bobby, anything on the Oakenhart Jewelers text line?
Well, you know, Christian, he said, that's my point. Christian just said we have no quarterback. Like, I don't know, Jameis is garbage. Did you say Jameis is garbage? Or?
No, I didn't say Jameis is garbage.
Well, the only thing is, listen, Jameis Winston, before he got hurt, Christian, he's a winning quarterback. And you have to look what he did. Now, Sean don't want to be in that type of offense where you're kind of like managing the game. I think Pete Carmichael can maybe handle that. The bottom line, are you winning? Perfect example with Tampa Bay, 9-0. What? 9-0. I don't know. We won the game. I don't care if you win 3-2. Oh, did we win? Oh, it was very entertaining. We lost 41-38. What? I was highly entertained. So what if you and the Bills Mafia, you're a Bills fan, and Josh Allen? What? Did we win to go on to the AFC Championship? No, you're lost. What as a Bills fan, wouldn't you take like a game 17-13, but you won the game?
Of course.
Now, you entertain, if you like pro football, you like football in general, and you're watching that, and you're witnessing that, Christian, one of the greatest games ever. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
25 points in 2 minutes? You got to be freaking kidding me. But if you're a fan of a particular team, then you win or lose. Now, if you're the Chiefs, oh, yeah, go Mahomes. Pat Mahomes, yeah, we won. Okay, we won. But what if all of a sudden Joe Burrow and the Bengals, so what if all of a sudden, because they beat him, it wasn't that long ago that Joe Burrow in a shootout, I want to say the 30-something, 20-something, that I think Joe Burrow threw 4 touchdown passes, they beat the Chiefs. Now it's the postseason. The playoffs are different. But it's amazing how quickly things could change. But with that being said, I'm telling you, as a fan base, you know, when the dust all settles, did you win or lose the game? Whether it's an ugly win, whether it's an unbelievable performance, did you win or lose the game? That's all that matters.
Bobby, I want to take a minute to tell you about BetQL and helping you make smarter bets throughout the football season. And now we're giving you a chance to win cash prizes. BetQL's Giving Props is free-to-play contest that started Wednesday, January 12th, and runs through the pro football postseason. Here's how it works, Bobby. Each playoff round, BetQL will post 10 prop bets. And the person with the most correct picks each week wins $2,000. That's pretty easy, right? That's not all, though. Just by signing up, you'll be automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing of $10,000. Go to betql.com/props to sign up. That's BetQL/props starting Wednesday, January 12th through the NFL postseason. You can make your picks and win cash. Ryan in Slidell on our Oakland Art Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on WWL.
Yes. How you guys doing?
Hey, Ryan.
I want to talk specifically about if Sean Payton is really retiring or stepping away from football, right?
Yeah, okay.
Was money the issue?
No.
Okay, so Gail Benson was going to make him the highest paid coach, right?
He's already amongst the highest paid.
No, he's the second highest paid coach.
It wasn't about money.
No, it wasn't about money. Now, it might be about money in the future.
Come on, guys.
But he wanted a break.
You play football. Coach Payton didn't look like he was drained on the sideline. He didn't look like he was drained none this year. He didn't. Just being honest. He didn't look like he was drained at all.
Well, we don't know behind the scenes when you were dealing with the hurricane. And now he's done that before with the resettlement, but then with all the injuries and COVID the past 2 seasons. And then all of a sudden, you hovering around your 500 team, and can you get the double-digit wins? No, Ryan, I think that could take a toll on Sean.
I've seen a lot of guys in a lot of different professions where they were worn out but did a good job while they were at their job of not allowing anybody to see that they were worn out.
Yeah, you're faking the funk. Come on. You kind of like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. Not overwhelmed, but I'm like tired. Listen. I don't have enough hours in the day to deal with this. And then he has high anxiety. So, Ryan, that's why I think Sean's not retiring. That's why he said, I don't like that word, retiring. No,
if he wanted more money from Gail, Gail would have given him, gladly.
Yes. Gail would have made him the highest paid coach, without a doubt.
He wouldn't have to retire to get that.
We're going to tear up his contract. We're going to make you the highest paid. Come on.
It would have been without a blink of an eye. Ryan, it wasn't about money. I truly take his word for it that his heart isn't here in the game anymore, and he wants to get in better physical shape. He wants to explore other options. If you know anything about Sean Payton, he likes challenges. TV might be a challenge for him that he embraces.
Well, because he doesn't know anything about it. No, let me see how it's going to work out. It might not work out, but let me at least try it.
And then my next challenge is, let's take over a new franchise.
Okay. Look, he's friends with – you don't think he's talked to Tony Romo and Drew Brees?
Sure.
What about this TV gig? And look what they're getting paid, especially Tony Romo. So what if you can get paid – the same amount of money doing TV as you would as a coach, and you work 70% less time.
You don't have to game plan, worry about who's injured.
Christian.
Deal with the media.
The effort, and your loved one or your significant other, they like thinking, man, this is awesome. You're more around. We could do more things. Now, you have a regimen or a routine. Look who has stroke right now, has been around in the booth even longer than Tony Romo, is Troy Aikman. Look at Amazon, Thursday Night Football. All of a sudden, what he's parlaying that, Christian? Fox, Amazon, uh-huh. Amazon, Fox. What's going to come about? Now, all of a sudden, now you got to be good. You have to last. But if you got one of those top gigs, man, if you can work out as an announcer, why in the hell you'd ever want to coach? Considering you can make listen, Tony Romo's getting,
You got that itch. I mean, and Sean Payton's got I would be shocked if Sean Payton never coaches in the NFL again. I'm shocked.
Yeah, okay, so why the winningest coach ever, 100 wins, why did John Madden never come back? We all know Madden football. Look how he parlayed that.
I think he recognized that was he was at peace with never coaching again. I don't know that Sean
John Gruden would have continued to do Monday Night Football, but you know what happened? The Raiders gave him, okay, we're going to give you $100 million.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, no, listen, again, Sean's not 68, he's 58. So you have to look at that.
He's Bobby. I'm Christian. We will wrap up Sports Talk next here and hand it off to the LSU Sports Radio Network right here on WWL. All right, wrapping up the show. Back tomorrow. Bobby and Christian here. Going to hand it off to LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU and Texas A&M men's hoops 8 p.m. tip-off at the PMAC. Bobby, I see you grabbed one of your notes. You must have something hot.
No, because I think this is critical. Xavier Pinson, if he's available or not, the floor general, they played their fourth consecutive game without Xavier Pinson, third straight loss, and I don't think he's going to be available tonight against the Aggies.
Will Wade also talked about turnovers. Man, they've turned the ball over a lot.
Well, and you got to score. Christian, you hold an opponent to 64 points. You think you would win against Tennessee. They only scored 50 points. The 50 points were the fewest scored under Coach Wade's five seasons at LSU. So, listen. You want to play great defense, but you still got to score. So, I don't know.
Bobby, as we get into conversations that we're going to be having over the next couple of weeks, in particular candidates for the head coaching position for the Saints, Dennis Allen or somebody else, this is going to be an offseason, too, that we haven't experienced in 16 years.
Right, without the stability of Sean Payton.
Yeah, and not to mention, you know, you figure – the free agency aspect of it, salary cap aspect of it.
So we spoiled. We spoiled because, you know, high expectations. It's not like, oh, can we just have a competitive team that we can support and we're not winning four or five games, whatever. So what? I mean, do we have to win? It might be the coach's first year. Do we got to win 10 games? Because it might take 10 games to get to the postseason. Do we have to go 10-7? Ooh, it's a lot of pressure. That's why, Christian, I said, it's going to be a big challenge to be the man, to follow the man.
Yeah.
Okay, can you? Now, I can tell you right now, what if next year right now, if I can look in a crystal ball, I would take it. We go 10-7. I don't care who's the quarterback, who's the coach, you went 10-7. Then that helps you move on from Sean Payton. Now, you go 5 wins.
5-12.
You go 6-11. And what? Then everybody's bitching and all that. And I don't want to do those kind of shows because I want to be the glass half full instead of half empty. But you got to watch. You got to be realistic about what could occur. So, no, it is critical what's going to be demanded because, Christian, the Saints are winners. Okay, again, I have this right quick. I'm going to read this before we go to the break. Do you know right now that the Saints went 9-8, making them only the second current team to have at least 5 consecutive winning seasons? You know who's the only other team?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs. What? So high expectations. I don't care who's the coach. We got to win. We got to win. No one has won more games than the Saints the last 5 seasons. Then the Chiefs. That's the only team.
All right, I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out, Bobby. Do you think?
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.